Now, once again, here's Mark.
Well, good morning, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. We're here for the next 2 hours, and we're talking about cars, and predominantly your cars, not ours. If you have a question about your car, or if you have a disagreement with your husband or your wife or your kids about what do we do about this or that, or maybe you took your car into a shop recently and they told you you needed some work, we can talk about that kind of stuff. And I say we, that's because I have Dave Martin from Martin's Auto. He's on 16th Street south of Indian School, and you've been around there since covered wagon times, haven't you?
Yeah, they called us blacksmiths back in the day.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, good morning. Your dad started that as a Texaco station, but before that...
It was a Chevron.
It was a Chevron.
Right.
So that was what year? Do you remember?
1971.
Okay.
So it's 50 years. We're celebrating 50 years of being in business, and we started out as a Chevron service, full-service gas station back then with auto bays on 20th Street in Osborne.
Okay. And you're talking a half a mile in,
yeah,
in the area. Right,
yeah,
there.
About a half a mile.
Okay. And so you started in 71, mm-hmm. and... Do you? When was the first time you remember working at Dad's shop?
Well, I was 10 years old,
okay.
And it was probably a few years, probably 5 years after he started it, and I was about 10 years old, and my dad came to me and my two brothers and said, "There's no free lunches.
Yeah,
you need to get to work."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to teach you how to empty trash cans, sweep the bays, blow off the islands, wash the islands, and change the windshield washer, wiper buckets, and load the towels. How close am I?
Oh, very close. And we had planters out front of the shop with trees in them and stuff, and they had mm-hmm. weeds in them. So he always liked to make sure that was tidy and clean. One of the things that he used to I used to sort out lead wheel weights.
Oh.
And put them back in the bins, you know, because the techs would throw them in a bucket, and I'd sort them out. And I think pretty much today, if you had your kids, you know, 10, 11-year-old kid sorting out lead wheel weights, you'd probably get prosecuted.
Yeah, yes, you're right. You're right. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got them sorting lead weights where they don't have a moon suit on and all this other stuff. Oh, some of the things that we did. Did you ever see your dad use gasoline to pop the bead on a tire when he was inflating the tire?
Oh.
And he couldn't get the beads to seat, so we would put gasoline or some carb spray inside the tire, light a match, stand back, boom, the tire would blow up and the tire would seat on the wheel, and then you'd air it up and send it on its way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was, the machines that we had, I remember the tire machine wasn't air or electric. You put the pry bar in there and you had to get three people to pump the bead off of it.
Exactly.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Today, we have a tire machine right now that you push a button and you take this hand and you touch it here, here, and here, and you walk away and you come back and the tire's hanging on the machine.
I know.
On and off.
Yeah, it's you see all this stuff and you look at the technology that goes into even the tire machines today is insane.
This machine has a big arm that goes horizontal and you push the tire onto the arm and then it goes this way and it locks it in and does all this fancy stuff. Now, I paid more for this machine than my first house in 1973.
I believe you.
But it's a machine that we haven't broken a wheel. We haven't screwed up a bead on a tire. So it saved me lots of money for the mistakes that we would typically have made with the older dynamic, so to speak. 602-508-0960 if you have a car question or a problem. There's a shop up on Greenway and 40th Street called Blackwell Automotive. I don't want you to go there. He's no good. He can't fix cars. He doesn't know anything about cars. His name's Tom Blackwell. He just got out of jail. His wife is the nicest lady in the whole wide world. But if you live in that area, which is in the Northeast Scottsdale area, the only shop I can kind of recommend is Blackwell Auto at 40th and Greenway. And you can well imagine him and I are really good friends. And many people say that we're twin brothers of different mothers. And I take that as a personal affront. But he says it's because of you, Mark Salem, that they say that. And nevertheless, Blackwell Automotive, 40th and Greenway. When it comes to car maintenance and repair, what I'm seeing a lot in a variety of venues with insurance companies, aftermarket warranty companies, and different kinds of and we have lots of different shops. We have, starting at the top, we have dealers. And I don't mean at the top, but
yeah,
dealers. And then we have independent repair shops. And then we have chain stores. And then we have do-it-all or do just a specific part, tranny shops or diff shops or air conditioning shops. So we have specialty shops. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that bothers me the most is we've gone from just windshields to now all of a sudden the guy that was doing windshields can do everything to your car. And I understand why. It's because that market never really blossomed into anything that was big. So now he's doing air conditioning work and a lot of other stuff. But the real question would be is I wonder what his level of expertise is. When you look at the certifications and stuff, they're just not there. But what I find most amusing is that people are being told, and I'm being told this by the people that heard it, that the owner manual doesn't apply to Arizona and that the owner's manual should be cut in half. So if your tranny service is 100, you should do it at 50. Or they just ignore the owner's manual and say, oh, no, we need to do all your fluids at 30 or 35 or 50. So I'm seeing a lot of that in the cars that are in the last decade, 10 years old, and that's concerning. And I've even heard that concerning from the legal arena. So some lawyers and a judge or two has said, would you comment on that? So what do you think?
Well, I think some cars, the owner's manual is a guide. And I think there's some things that maybe the hot weather does affect certain vehicles that are having issues. Well, you look at the direct injection, for an mm-hmm. example. They're having a lot of problems with the valves getting carboned up. Well, mm-hmm. you're having to service those a lot sooner than you ever did with the other injection, the regular fuel injection, I should say. And so there is some things that I think you need to maintain a little bit more than maybe what the owner's manual does say, but I've always looked at the owner's manual as a great guide to look through and guide you in the right direction. But, we're seeing some things that we step it up a little bit.
And I can agree with you in stepping it up. We got a synthetic oil that the car calls for, a synthetic, and it calls for a 12,000-mile oil change. Mm-hmm. If I have a lady in Ahwatukee Mountain Park Ranch area and I know that she's going to do 8,000 miles a year, I might call her in once a year just so I can see the rest of the car. However, it's also possible that I move her to a semi-synthetic, which more appropriately describes the 8,000 miles she's going to be driving in. 3,000 to 7,500 is conventional, and then 8,000 to 10 is the semi-synthetic, and then north of 10 is the synthetic. Those are the typical, those aren't typical, those are the oil change intervals for those three kinds of oils. So, but I saw not too long ago a premium oil change. How much is your synthetic oil change?
It's usually right around about $69.95.
Synthetic. Now, they go all the way up to about $140.
Yes, exactly. Depending on how many quarts of oil and what the filter cost and depending on the car. But if you're taking it like an average, like a Japanese car or an American mm-hmm. car, it's pretty close to right around, $70.
Okay. So you're on the cheap side.
Yeah.
On a full synthetic.
Yeah.
I saw a premium oil change for $149 with a 3,000-mile sticker on it. You can't have it both ways.
No.
You can't put a premium oil and talk about the long-term effect or the long goodness. And this synthetic oil is going to last at least a year in most people's lives because it starts at 10 and Mercedes goes to 15. So 10,000 miles, then you can't call them in at 3,000 miles to drain out a premium oil
no.
that you charged them $149 to change. That's just not right.
No, but I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said the main thing is getting that vehicle looked over once or twice a year. You're going to take a trip over the summer, before summer hits. That car should be looked over. We should make sure that everything's where it's supposed to be. I think that's the key right there. Whether you change the oil or not, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that we want our customers, we'd like to see them every 6 months.
And that's exactly why semi-synthetic for those 10 and 12,000 miles a year people, I want to see you before the summer.
Yeah.
And I want to see you six before the winter.
Yep.
That's it. So I'm going to put an oil in to call you back in at the beginning of the summer and the beginning of winter. And we're going to do an oil change and we're going to look it over. And I think you'll agree, we're looking at things on your car. We're not capable of saying that this fan belt's going to fail in 18 and a half months. We're not.
No.
All we can do is look it to the next stopping point. So is this fan belt going to last 6 months? Yes. Is there anything that would suggest it isn't? No. Okay, fine. It's going. So it's those kinds of things. But unfortunately, I think you'll agree that the maintenance on newer model cars is about half as much as what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So we got fluids that are 100,000-mile fluids that we used to do at 15 and 30 intervals.
Yeah.
So we're doing coolant, and we're doing transmission services, and we're doing gear oil at 100,000 miles now. So all of a sudden, we've lost a lot of that fluid changing stuff just because of the significance of the improvement on the oils.
Well, you even look at the brakes. I mean, the brakes on cars, we used to do them every 30,000. I mean, the front brakes would wear out. You'd do the first ones around 30, 35, and then you'd do the rears around 60, and then you'd end up doing the fronts again. But with the four-wheel disc on these cars, I mean, you're getting 80, 90,000 miles out of it.
Oftentimes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So we've lost a lot of the stuff that we used to do. But at the same token, like you're the direct ignition, you're talking about, folks, what we've got. Oh, by the way, the phone number, if you've got a comment, 602-508-0960. Thank you, Gil. 602-508-0960. Gil is the engineer who says you haven't given the phone number yet. So that's okay. That's why Gil's here. You're exactly right. There is a conflict with respect to all of that, and when do we bring you in and stuff. Because what are you going to do? Like me, Awatuki, I got people that do 5,000, 6,000 a year.
Yeah.
I need to see you at the beginning of the summer, okay?
Right.
That's it. I'm going to do my best to kind of look ahead to find out what's marginable. What's the word I'm looking for? What's
measurable?
No, it's what is close to being. We need to deal with it.
Okay.
I just lost the word in my head because I'm looking at the clock and everything else. The idea is I don't think you're going to go another year. I'd like to do this now because it's due. It'll be due halfway between now and next year. But that's the kind of issues we have. But right now I'm seeing tickets for cars that even if you use a rolling call on transmission services and all that kind of stuff, I'm seeing people making up excuses to do fluids again at 15 and 30s, and I'm a little uncomfortable with that. And unless, of course, it's a 10-year-old car with 30,000 miles on it, then I'm okay with that.
Well, you get the older cars, you probably do need to step it up a little bit and service those a little bit more. But the main thing that we tell our customers is if you're going to go across the desert, get the car looked over first, you know. I'll tell you a funny story. My daughter calls me one day and says she's going to California, and I says, well, how are you getting there? And she said, I'm driving my car. I says, did you have me look it over before you go? No. Yeah. It'll be fine. I go, no, it won't. Get down. And this is funny. She has a dad who owns an auto shop, and it blows my mind.
Oh, we could go into that story. I mean, mothers, fathers, friends. You give them advice. They ignore the advice, and then they call you, and they say, well, I'm stuck in Payson, and the engine's overheating. I think we talked about this. I think you were adding coolant on a regular basis, and I think, well, a simple pressure test would tell you what's the matter with it or where the coolant's at. But now, all of a sudden, we got a tow truck for 100 miles, and we have a new engine.
Yep.
So I wish we would have done this, Nevertheless, 602-508-0960. Dave Martin from Martin's Auto, Mark Salem. We'll be right back. Well, when it comes to a good shop, another shop in town is Kurtz Automotive. It's up at I-17 in Bell. Kurtz is a great shop. He's very honest. He got family working there. He's got his wife, and he's got his son-in-law, and he's got his daughter. And It's many of the shops on my list, if not all of them, are go-to shops for me. So if somebody calls me in the geographical area, I'm going to send in a shop that I already know the owner, probably have his cell phone in my phone, and he's got mine, and I can refer people to them knowing full well that they'll do a good job. Kurtz, the story again and again, has always been, Lading was told by two or three different shops he needed an engine, and Kurtz replaced the oil pressure switch and sent her out the door. And her everything was perfect for like $80 or $100. So that's the kind of shop he is. I-17 in Bell. Dave Martin from Martin's Auto, which is 16th Street south of Indian School, and you're a second generation because I knew your dad in the 70s when he was with Texaco. Or Chevron first and then Texaco.
Yep.
I don't know that I knew him in the Chevron time, but I opened up the mobile station in Ahwatukee in 79. And so that's when I got into the gas station business, but I knew a lot of them before then because your dad was Bill Bridwell and Whitey Omgel and all those old guys out of Scottsdale.
Were you ever a Chevron gas station?
No.
You were mobile. Mobile was the only thing you ever did. Okay.
Yeah. In Ahwatukee, we opened up the mobile station there. So my wife and I, she left the bank, and I left the police department, and we opened up, and she says, what did we do? And I said, I told you this wasn't going to work.
So, how smart are you, Mark?
Exactly. That's what she said, too. So we have – I think the thing that winds my underwear up the most is Google.
Yeah.
And it's something that you have to deal with every day, and I jokingly say that Google is a federal – prisoner in New Hampshire telling everybody how to do stuff as if he was an authority in that.
Yeah.
You told me a story a long time ago about a guy that you had bid the job. And I think you'll agree, we don't bid in hours, we bid in dollars.
Right.
So if it's an hour and we're at $100 an hour, it's $100. So you bid, and it was basically a five-hour job, and he said, no, it's 15 minutes.
Yep.
Now tell the rest of the story, because that's an interesting story, and I want to know how you got out of it. Go ahead.
Well, what had happened is the guy came in there and he was asking how much does it cost to do this job. We'd bid it, and he said, well, it's only a 15-minute job, and my service advisor asked him at the point. He said, how do you know it's a 15-minute job? And he said, well, I watched it on YouTube, and it's only a 15-minute video, and he obviously doesn't understand how those videos work. Nobody's going to watch a five-hour video to see how to do something. So what they do is they clip it. It's, mm-hmm. There's just clips of the pertinent stuff that you need to take apart, the most important things that you take apart. And so he thought that that was just a 15-minute job. And we had told him, no, that's not a 15-minute job. If he thinks it's a 15-minute job, he's more than welcome to do it himself.
Or go find a shop that will bid it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And when I worked for NASCAR, we did just exactly that. This is a oil pump. It's here underneath this oil pan.
Yeah.
Now, in this particular car, we're going to jack the engine up. And in order to do that, we have to take all the radiator hoses off so we don't pull the radiator apart. And then we're going to jack it up, and then we're going to do this. And then we're going to unbolt the pan, and there's the oil. So it's clips, and we edited it. So we talked, and then hands worked.
Yeah.
Then we talked, and then hands worked. And then you got the old oil pump and the new oil pump and then pan on, and then you pour oil in it. And, yeah. It's a 3-minute vignette of the job, but it doesn't represent how long it actually takes.
My neighbor is really funny because he came over and told me he replaced his own window motor in there, and he said it was a 4-hour job. And he got in a fight with his wife, and he said it was not fun. And I told him the next time he wants to do that, let me know. I want to videotape that.
Oh, gosh. 602-508-0960 if you have a car question or a car problem, or if you need somebody to chime in, or my car has a check engine light, and the kid at the auto parts store says it's a O2 sensor code, and he says I have four of them. And the four of them together are almost $300. And on top of that, then after we do O2 sensors, then we have temperature sensors in the exhaust. And he doesn't know if it might not be those as well. So you have all of these dynamics. And the kid at the auto parts store, or the young man or the young woman, whoever they have, the code is just, it says the problem is in Arizona or Utah or Nevada. You have to find the city, the street, and the house number.
Yep.
That's it. And oftentimes you'll have a code. I'll give you a good example. How many times have you fixed an oxygen sensor code by fixing a vacuum leak?
Oh, numerous times, yeah.
It's the oxygen sensor has a range of 1 to 5, and typically the oxygen sensor is in the middle of that range. That's where we want it to talk. So all of a sudden the oxygen sensor goes full lean. Okay. So at that particular point, we're going to have an extreme number. So rich lean, one is lean and rich is 5. So it goes to 1, and so it says, well, the oxygen sensor says that, it's running real lean, and so people will replace the fuel pump, they'll replace the fuel filter, they'll do lots of work,